holding a bent alkaline battery, which he must have chewed open with his teeth. Although Susan couldn't actually see it, she pictured the viscous battery acid flowing over the edges like marmalade. "Everything's going to be okay," she said, trying to placate him.
"No, nothing's going to be okay," the man protested. "Listen to me. I'm not crazy. I tried to throw up to get it out of my stomach, but maybe I've already digested it. Please, you have to take an X-ray. You have to X-ray my body. The proof is inside me."
He screamed and screamed until eventually the security team came in and restrained him. But they were too late. By the time the doctors rushed into the room, the patient had long since swallowed the battery. A few days before, somewhere in the world, in a town you know, maybe even in your neighborhood. Chapter 1. The cockroach was creeping towards Leon's mouth. Just another few centimeters, and its long feelers would touch his open lips. It had already reached the fleck of drool he had